الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the importance of conversations, about the importance of meetings, and about the importance of having gatherings of our family and as well as our friends. And as I mentioned, at least there should be one time at home when you sit together as a family and talk about something good. And so also whenever we meet our friends and so on, whether it is in formal, for want of a better word, parties at home, or whether we meet at some other place but we sit together, it is important to speak something good. Now, what is that something good? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in a hadith in Bukhari, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is reported to have said, "He who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment should speak what is good or remain silent." So the first and most important thing is that whether it is at home, whether it is elsewhere, either say something good or keep quiet. Umm Habiba, our mother, radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The words of the son of Adam alayhi salam are against him except when enjoining good, prohibiting evil, or remembering Allah." So this is the second thing. So he said that anything you say is actually against you unless you are doing one of these three things. You are talking about the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you are enjoining good, saying something good, or forbidding something evil. And this is a hadith in Tirmidhi. Then another hadith in Tirmidhi from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who narrates that Rasulullah said, "Do not speak too much except in glorifying Allah." He said, "Do not speak too much except in glorifying Allah." For talking too much without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes hardness of the heart, and amongst the people farthest away from Allah are those whose hearts are hard. And this is the hadith in Tirmidhi. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Do not speak too much except in glorifying Allah, for talking too much without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes hardness of the heart, and amongst the people farthest away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those whose hearts are hard." And this is in Tirmidhi. Another hadith in Bukhari, Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah saying, "Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disliked three habits for you." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disliked three habits. One is gossiping, two is squandering wealth, ostentatious spending, and three is asking too many questions. People are very fond of asking all kinds of useless questions. So Rasulullah is saying in the hadith in Bukhari, Allah disliked three things, three habits. One is gossiping, two is squandering wealth, spending ostentatiously, and three is asking too many questions. And this is a hadith in Bukhari. And final hadith in Tirmidhi for today, Muawiyah ibn Hidda radiallahu anhu narrates, "I heard Rasulullah saying, 'Woe to him who says something false just to make people laugh.'" He said, "Woe to him who says something false just to make people laugh. Woe to him, woe to him." So three times Nabi said this. Now, if you think about this, and if we try to reflect on our own gatherings, what do we normally do? We probably do all of these things which have been prohibited together in every gathering. We do not glorify, we do the opposite. We do not glorify Allah. We do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Akhirah and all that. And we spend time either in gossiping or in talking some useless stuff. I mean, it's not nothing which is worthwhile, nothing which is useful. So I thought it might be a good idea to create a checklist of good meetings, the meeting checklist. So I also do this professionally. When we talk about business meetings, we say meeting facilitation skills. I actually teach a 3-day course on that, meeting facilitation skills. So at the end of every meeting, in a business meeting, we give them a checklist to say, how do you know whether this meeting was good or not? Because in businesses also you find that people are, they have many, most businesses, people have too many meetings. So sometimes I jokingly ask my friend, they said, are you being paid to do meetings or are you being paid to do work? Because every time you call him, he says, he's in a meeting. So when does he work? Yeah, so is he getting a salary for meeting or is he getting a salary to work? So too many meetings and too many useless meetings. So you meet and you talk and at the end of that 2 hours, you say, okay, so what did we get from this? No one has any idea. What was this meeting for? What were you supposed to achieve? Nothing. We don't know. We just spent 2 hours going yak, 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 yak. Now, that's why it is very important to have a kind of checklist. And then you can check back and say, okay, this checklist of mine, did we do these things? So what is a meeting checklist for the meeting that we are talking about, which is our daily meeting at home with the family, and also a checklist to use when we meet our friends and so on in our informal social gatherings. So there are 4 things that we should check. Number one is, did we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our meeting, did we mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by thanking him and praising him? Did we recite Quran? Did we talk about the glory and magnificence of Allah? So did we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our meeting? Because Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu said, a meeting in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mentioned is cursed. So is our meeting cursed or is it blessed? So did we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number two, did we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did we mention some hadith? Did we mention something from the seerah? We don't have to necessarily quote a hadith with the isnad and so on, but just an issue of saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this, he used to talk like this, he used to say this, he liked this food, he didn't like this food, whatever. So the issue of did we mention is the name of Allah and is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted in your meetings? So did we mention, did we thank and praise Allah? Did we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Third one is, did we remember the Akhirah? In our meetings and so on, we talk a lot about the dunya. Nobody has to remind us to talk about the dunya. This we talk all the time. We are either talking politics, or we are talking business, or we are talking something else, or, you know, this is good or this is not good. And usually we talk a lot of depressive stuff, you know, all negative, 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 negative. So at the end of the meeting, at the end of the gathering, you just feel depressed, you know, everything is bad. This is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Even the good stuff we don't talk, we only talk about the negative stuff. So instead of all that junk, all that, I say, did we remember the Akhirah? Because the issue is, the only thing sure is the Akhirah. This political situation today, how long is it going to last? We don't know. One thing we know is that it is not going to last forever. No matter what, it is not going to last forever. Right? Everything ends. The good ends and the bad ends. The Anbiya also die, the Shayateen also die. So the issue is not that. The issue is, what is the sure thing? The sure thing is the Akhirah, which is, we will go there. Did we mention that in our meeting? And the fourth thing is, did we learn something useful? In this meeting, we spent 1 hour, 2 hours. Did we learn anything useful from this meeting? Whatever it was. Maybe somebody taught you how to thread a needle. Yeah, maybe somebody taught you how to open a can without a can opener. Yeah, there's a nice YouTube site called Russian Hacker. He teaches you all this. All this good stuff, right? So, I mean, did we learn anything useful from this meeting? So, 4 things in the meeting checklist. Did we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number two, did we mention Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Number three, did we remember the Akhirah? And number four, did we learn anything useful? And if you recall the list of who is a good friend, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, this reflects back on that. So it's the same things. And finally, very, very important one, is one thing which we should not do in our meetings. And of course, I am not mentioning ghibat and so on and so forth. All that is haram. So we should not do that anyway. But I'm saying other than that, is do not discuss masail. This is a very important caveat, right? Do not discuss haram halal. Do not discuss masail. Unless it's a very, you know, clear haram and halal thing which we know, that you can, you know, if there is a need, I hope people are, when we meet people, they are not sitting with people who are doing haram. But if that is the case, you might say that, look, this thing which we are doing is not correct, let us not do it. But other than that, do not mention masail, because this is one of the things I have seen all the time. People bring some masala from somewhere and then they start pontificating and they start issuing ahkam on this masail on the basis of, but I do this and I think this and so on and so on. All of this is the haram of the haram. To speak about the kitab of Allah, to speak about what Allah has made halal and haram without knowledge is the umbul khabais. It is the mother of all evil. So please don't do that. And that is what creates discord. That is what creates problems between people, because you mention this haram and halal and somebody disagrees and then so on and so forth, and it completely spoils the atmosphere of the meeting. Let people deal. If somebody has a question about a masala, let him go to a scholar, let him go to a mufti, let him go to an alim and let him clarify his doubt. There is no need for you to clarify the doubt unless you are the alim, in which case most welcome, do that. But if you are not the alim, stay out of masail. Even if you are the alim, deal with the masala in its proper place, which is when the person comes to you in your office to ask you for the masala. Don't sit in a wedding party, or don't sit somewhere in somebody's house and discuss masail, because it always invariably creates discord. It invariably creates problems between people. Don't do that. Talk about the fadail, talk about the good things, talk about what Allah will give us, talk about the basharat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He promised us, talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talk about something useful, but leave masail out of your discussions. Don't talk about masalas, because that is what creates a lot of discord. So inshallah, I have given you and remind myself and you about the different ahadith that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with respect to meetings and what we should do and what we should not do. Let us try to remember that and practice that in our meetings, starting from now. And second thing is that I gave you the checklist of meetings, four things that we need to be clear about. And at the end of each meeting, even before the meeting, make this checklist, check it. And at the end of the meeting, again, check it. And make this public. I mean, tell people, alhamdulillah, we are all gathered here together. This is why, let us make sure that we stay in this checklist. Let us thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then let us remember the Akhirah, because we are going to go there. And let us say something which is useful for all of us, inshallah. So make this checklist and tell people this is how we are going to be doing. And at the end of the meeting, again make the check. Did we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we remember the Akhirah? Did we say something about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the useful thing we learned today? Reiterate that. So it's a benefit. So after the meeting, you go away from there, people are going away with something useful, and they have praised Allah, so they got the reward of ibadah. They praised and talked about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They remembered the Akhirah. So all of these are good things which happened in addition to whatever else you were doing in the meeting. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is beneficial and to save us from that which is not beneficial. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.